We're back. This is 180. My name's Carl Claussen. I am overjoyed that you're with me today. If you're new to the crowd, hey, welcome aboard. And here's the truth. God can pick you out of a crowd. I don't know what you feel like today or how kicked in the teeth you may feel, or maybe on top of the world you may be experiencing life right now. Peaks are coming, divots are coming, but our God sustains, and the gifts he gives us are profound. Today, we're going to hit a few. It's time now for What We Believe and Why with Dr. George Koch. He's a consultant. He's a mentor. He's an encourager. I found out last week he's a physics buff who was majoring in that. No wonder this guy has gray matter oozing out of his ears. But it's great to have him in studio with me again, Dr. George, oozing out of his ears. Koch, everyone.
Carl, thank you for having me here.
It is great. And in all seriousness, I love that God calls intellectuals to himself. And you may not fancy yourself one, but you are, and you've seen plenty others. Let's give a word of encouragement to those that are listening right now. You can't outthink the grace of God, can you?
You know, I had an experience that when I was in seminary and studying Old Testament, my Old Testament professor was one of the greatest scholars of the Old Testament in the world, acknowledged both by Jewish and Christian Old Testament scholars, one of the best ever. Dwayne Christensen was his name. What he revealed to us in opening up the scriptures to us was a mind so far greater than any human mind as to be frightening. We literally held on to our desks in this class because we encountered this presence of God that was not only presence, but also wisdom and mind beyond anything that we could conceive. Our minds are made in his image, not with his vastness, and we often get full of ourselves, even though we didn't make our minds. They were given to us as gifts.
Right.
But they are a part of the character of God, and we should be able to celebrate the intellect that he gives us, the ability to think that he gives us. It's a gift.
Yeah. A lot of people look at intellect, and they don't see intellect as being hand in glove with compassion. I think many people see intellect as distant and cold. Nothing could be further than the truth. With regard to God.
Absolutely right.
God is absolutely full intellect, and yet he is full of peace, mercy, and life. And that's what one of
absolutely
your chapters
right.
says.
Yep.
Illustrate that for us.
Well, first of all, we need to realize that in the kind of peace that God gives isn't just absence of conflict. It's something far deeper than that. In fact, in Hebrew, when we're in Israel, if you want to say, how are you, to someone in Hebrew, it's ma shlomcha. It literally is ma, what, or how. Shlomcha is shalom. It's how is your peace. That's the greeting in Israel in Hebrew. How is your peace?
That is so good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love that.
And shalom in Hebrew doesn't just mean absence of conflict. In fact, it doesn't mean absence of conflict. It's much richer than that and much deeper than that. And so the peace that Jesus gives that is said to be beyond understanding, the reason that it is such is because it isn't just calmness, but it is a being centered in the arms of God in spite of the fury flowing around one.
I get a sense of this resonance inside of us, almost like this peaceful when I used to commercial fish, there was nothing like the drone of a diesel engine knowing that you're getting through a storm. And it was a sweet noise. It's almost like that piece is this drone of this huge God who's saying, we're slogging through this thing, baby.
Well, or breathing through it maybe is another way to put it. When we breathe in and breathe out, and that can be really nervous, or there can be the deep and restful kind of peace.
Good.
Well, what's interesting about that is the words both in Hebrew and in Greek for spirit mean breath.
Breath.
Hebrew, ruach, Greek, pneuma, both of them mean breath. What God breathed into Adam to bring him to life was ruach. It's what animated him. And the understanding is that it is breath that gives life.
So good. Okay, mercy. The mercy of God.
The mercy of God.
Powerful. And it's a gift that it's this, it's God's unwillingness. I think a lot of people need to hear about mercy of God because they hear more of condemnation in their soul.
Well, and we believe, for whatever reason, that God's love and even God's forgiveness and therefore God's mercy is something that we have to earn by our good behavior. But of course, the time when we need God's mercy and love and forgiveness is not when we're behaving well. It's when we're messing up, when we sin, when we fail and do a face plant and do it wrong again and again and again. That's when we need mercy. That's when we need God's love. And that's when he gives it instantly.
Yeah. You know, what a simple little truth. Perfection doesn't require mercy, does it?
Well, in fact, the word usually translated into English as perfection in the Bible actually means something much more like wholeness or even wholesomeness. It doesn't mean perfection in the sort of rigorous, almost militaristic
form and function.
Form and function. Get it exactly right or you fail. It's not that. It's more wholeness and complete.
My guest right now, Dr. George Koch, we're working through what we believe and why. Let's hit one more truth, and that is the breath of life, this incredible gift from God. Explain that. And why is that so important that you wrote about it?
Well, breath of life, again, Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew. In Greek, it's the pneuma of God, the spirit of God. And this idea of breath coming in and coming out, this is what it is that God gives to us. It's very personal, it's very deep, and it happens today. This is the Holy Spirit coming to live in us and live through us, not intellectually, not as a concept, but in our daily life, in the way we live and breathe.
When Paul says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, he's saying, let the wind of the Holy Spirit fill the sails of your soul.
Right. Not to be intoxicated, but to be inspired. Inspired means to breathe in. That's the whole idea. This is the breath of God alive in us, giving us life in the Spirit.
Why do we resist the mercy, the grace, the love, the breath of life of God? Why do we resist it?
Well, I think two reasons. One, because we don't think we deserve it. And there's also a kind of hard-headedness, which is incomprehensible to me sometimes, even though I do it. And that is, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't need this from you. I'm fine. Go away. And that feeling that we are somehow strong enough in ourselves to not need mercy, it's not only foolish, but it keeps us stuck in a really desperate place.
God wants to pry you out of that place right now, and he can do it. His grace is sufficient. The unmerited favor of God is like the spade that pulls a stuck child up out of the mud and says, let's go again. He wants to do it in you. Let him. Dr. George Koch, everyone. What We Believe and Why. Go get a book. WhatWeBelieveAndWhy.com. 180, your life with the wind of the Spirit taking you a new direction.